Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for movies, and our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com, is with us. What is this? Is Fantastic Beasts? This has already been out. When was this in the theaters?
It was back right before the big Christmas releases hit us.
Yeah, all right, I was thinking.
Yeah.
So why is it in my Facebook feed? All these people upset about some gay thing.
Well, that is because J.K. Rowling has, and I'm kind of quoting this secondhand because I don't think I saw her say this or know the exact source, but she said that two of the characters in here, the young Dumbledore from, you know, who's the headmaster in the Harry Potter movies, who was played by Richard Harris first, and then somebody else, but here he's played by Jude Law,
okay.
And that he and another character were gay, and that they had a strong relationship or something like that. And I think she also said that the characters in the Harry Potter books were having sex, but she just decided not to say that in the book.
Well, it might have been better not to say that. I mean, why do you have to? Everybody doesn't need to be a social justice warrior. I saw this pop up. I'm like, why in the world do we go down that road? But anyway, maybe people will enjoy the movie because it's not a sexy movie, right? It's a,
oh, no,
it's a regular,
not at all.
It's a regular
and
movie.
Let me preface this by saying I am a fan of the original Harry Potter movies. I really liked them. I saw all of them, and I because I wanted to see them as movies, I intentionally did not read the books, and I really enjoyed them because of that. I mean, I thought they had really interesting characters. I liked the special effects were things I'd mostly not seen before. Mm-hmm. Really thought they were fine movies. And these Fantastic Beasts movies, the last one was a couple of years ago, Fantastic Beasts and How to Find Them, and now Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, I really think are just awful. I can't stand them.
Okay.
They just show you what happens when a corporation decides to expand the brand and do anything they can to milk a few more dollars out of the fans' pockets. These are set in the 1920s, in the Harry Potter world, but in the 1920s, before the events of the Harry Potter books, and involving, like I say, younger versions of some of the adult characters in those books. And here we've got the bad guy in the first one was played by Colin Farrell, and now he has been transformed into Johnny Depp, which is a fate worse than death, I think.
Right. Okay. I would agree.
And he is... He's the bad guy, and the good guy is this character played by Eddie Redmayne, who is no Daniel Radcliffe. And first off, he's this redheaded guy who's sporting the worst haircut you have ever seen. It's like he got a normal haircut for most of his head, but then right in the front, on his forehead, he's got this big kind of knot of red hair that hangs over the front of his face and just looks as dumb as anything you have ever seen. And I understand, you know, teenagers and bad haircuts go together, but this really just is above and beyond and should not be in any movie. And anytime a character's hair or some facial feature so dominates that character, I think the filmmakers have made a fundamental
That's
mistake.
That's a theme
right
you keep bringing up with the mustache and all that stuff. Yeah, okay.
I know. I can't help it. This is what I see. You know, if they could have given him Freddie Mercury's teeth, and it wouldn't have
a distracted.
Worse.
Yeah, well, that affected stuff. That's right. All right, so...
It is, like I say, and the rest of the movie is just all special effects. The computer-generated backgrounds and stuff are very standard. I thought it just did nothing to advance the art at all. In the end, this movie just really left me with a bad taste in my mouth, and I'm afraid they have threatened us with three more of them.
Oh, because they're making money, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, good to know. We'll let everybody make their own judgment as to whether they even indulge on this. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Always enjoy talking to you, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right, 849.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.